Off to a great start. Cheers to our first podcast. You have to drink when you cheers, or else it's bad luck.
I'm trying to sit up.
Welcome, everyone. This is our podcast. Well, everyone who's listening, so all four of you. If we even have that much.
I was going to say, don't get your hopes up.
So, I'm Alana.
I'm Drew.
And we love Degrassi. Drew started watching a year ago. Probably about exactly a year ago this time. A little over a year.
Last September.
All right. And I've been watching since I was a wee little one, since I was their age. We're getting started with the very beginning of Degrassi, with Degrassi Junior High. So for everyone who's listening, if we have any listeners, you may have started Degrassi The Next Generation, which is when I did, which was started in 2001. But if you notice, the title is The Next Generation, which means there was an original generation. It was Caitlin and Joey. And
Snake.
And
Spike.
Yes. It was when Emma was born, and it was amazing. It was amazingly bad, but we love it.
Terrible acting. It was awesome.
So good. So pretty much the premise of this podcast is Drew and I get our Colt 45s or Old English, our Wheez, and we drink them, and we watch Degrassi. We comment on everything, and we hope you guys like it. It's... We think we're pretty funny, but if you don't,
but
let
we're
us
also
know.
Drunk, so
yeah, it's definitely a thing. All right, so we're gonna get the countdown going to our very, very first episode. This is called "Kiss Me, Steph," Degrassi Junior High.
All the way with Stephanie.
All the way with Stephanie K. Season 1, Episode 1, and a countdown going in 3, 2, 1. Totally press play too. Oh my god, there she is! Walking up to school.
Hey, Steph. Hey, Steph, Stephanie.
Get away from nerd.
Go away, Arthur. I don't know you. Don't you know me? I'm your brother. Look, Arthur. There's stuff you gotta understand. Here at school, you never ever talk to me, okay? What? And you don't tell anyone I'm your sister.
Oh my god, you're so embarrassing.
I'm gonna be kind of suspicious. Not a lot of Kowalskis around. Kay. My name is Kay. K-A-Y-E. You live with Dad, I live with Mom. If Mom could change her name, so can I.
We're still related.
Look, it's not you.
I just heard someone say grade 8. Cheers.
I'm in grade 8, so I'm...
Oh, in grade 8, we're gonna drink twice.
You're in grade 7, so you're like...
Grade 7.
Oh my god, we don't have to cheers every time.
Mm-hmm. So we cheers and we drink every time they say something super Canadian. We're from the United States, by the way. I gotta go to school.
That's so long since I've heard this.
Don't think I can take it. What are you gonna do, Drew? I wonder. Wait!
I've got a new friend.
Oh, Caitlin!
I love the giant glasses everyone's wearing.
Oh, so good. This is amazing. Oh, Spike's hair.
Spike is, like, barely a background character the entire first season.
Yeah, she's, like, just a side character for a little while, but, like, that never happens again in Degrassi history. The side characters stay side characters. Was that Shane?
That's Shane.
So clearly we've seen this before. Sorry if you haven't. Spoilers ahead.
Hi, Stephanie. Lola, I missed you. Oh, I missed you too. I got you something. A present? For me? For one best friend to another.
Are those sex bracelets?
She probably stole them.
Can you believe that you are a great age? I know. You've grown up almost. This is going to be a really big year. I can feel it.
Me too.
Is your brother here this year? Oh, don't talk about it.
Oh yeah, slut it out, Stephanie Kay.
She's already stripping.
I ordered him not to talk to me. It's a good thing you've got different last names. Tell me about it.
Oh my god. She's clipping her shirt so that her cleavage and her navel are showing.
We're supposed to be more mature. So I'm going to start dressing more mature.
What? You ripping look like, the skirt off.
Yeah, you can't. You look like you can't afford clothes, so you barely have any on.
She looks like an 80s slut.
I'm sorry, did 80s sluts look like refugees?
Yeah.
Can you tell me the way to Miss Avery's class? I sort of lost a piece of paper that they sent me. Okay, no problem. Joey Jeremiah Esquire.
Oh, Chairman yeah.
The welcoming committee at your service.
Why does he introduce himself as Esquire? Doesn't that mean you're a lawyer?
I don't know what it means. Whoa! Makeup much?
Oh my god, she's wearing a bra.
What do you think? It's my new image.
Prostitute.
Oh, Vula, grade 8.
Duh.
Coming up next week. Get those nominations in early. Get involved, guys. Here's your
guys. What about girls? If I were school president, I'd make sure there was better food in the cafeteria.
How would you?
Homework. A more current events in class.
I love how important they take school government in this.
I remember when I was in school, I was like, I can't do anything as school president except for, like, organize a dance because the teachers don't want to. It's still going to happen whether I'm president or not, though.
I should run for president.
It's just an illusion of power.
I guess.
Yeah, you should. You're popular. Really? You think I'm popular? Yes. So, dressed like that, I don't know.
Gonna become even more popular.
No, yeah,
just fine. You're not just saying that. No, I'll bet you'd be the best president this school ever had. Okay, how's it going? How's your summer?
Great. Oh, wait,
go, man. Where are you? Great. Hey, how's it going? See you later.
Can we start high-fiving like that?
Me and Artie. I'm showing him the ropes. How's it going, Artie?
That's gonna be our new thing.
Yeah.
That too. Pointing fingers as guns at each other.
I was doing that with my niece when I saw her last. We were high-fiving.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, you know, up high, down low, and I kept doing it. Mm-hmm. And then I did in the middle, and she went for it, and I too-slowed her. Oh, she got so mad.
Oh my god, your niece is like 4!
She's 3.
It's even worse.
She did it to me right after.
You're teaching her to be a nuisance. She's going to be a Stephanie Kay. Drew just looked at me like, oh my god, you're right. I love how she looks good, even though her hair looks like she just rubbed a fucking, like,
balloon.
Yeah, balloon all over it.
Me? LD looks like a boy.
Yeah.
Playboy. At your service. Wanna play?
Oh my god, Joey. I'm so happy you grew up to become a used car salesman.
Spoilers.
Failing used... Oh my god, Mr. Radich.
Mr. Radich?
Mr. Radich! In the house.
The principal in Next Generation was the teacher in this one.
Greetings,
Mr. Radich.
Yeah. And, you know, the teacher in Next Generation becomes the principal in his class.
Remember to bring your malleable little minds with you this year. For those of you who are new, my name is Mr. Radich.
Yeah, it is.
For you who are returning, we meet again.
Again!
Again.
Welcome to grade 8.
Wheelchair girl! Okay, for this entire series, there's this girl in a wheelchair that just zooms around everywhere. and the actress changes constantly.
Yeah, that was definitely a different chick. Yeah.
They, like, never talk to the real showgirl, but she's always in the cutscenes.
Do you know where it is?
We should add a drink every time you see Wheelchair Girl.
Maybe we can work together. Come on.
Yick!
I wish you've only got one hat.
Yick you.
What?
That's my name, Yick you.
Yick you too. Go yick yourself.
My name is Ms. Avery. A-E-E-R-Y. Ms. Avery.
Because I'm a lesbian.
I'm your homeroom teacher this year. So, if you have
maybe
any problems or questions, I'm the one to talk to. Let's begin by calling the roll.
I'm not a lesbian. I just live with my best friend who happens to be a woman, and we do everything together.
It was the 80s, Drew.
Derek.
Why are they giggling? Because they're late.
You must be
here. Yes. Come in. Come in. Find yourself a seat.
These are their dumb.
This is a very confusing school.
Are they?
You're just a dumb little boy.
They're in grade 7, right?
Yeah.
How does school work up there? So is it like us where it's like 6, 7, and 8 are in the same class? Because they seem like they're new to this school.
Well, even here, a lot of high schools are just 7 and 8.
Really?
Yeah.
Middle schools, you mean?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It depends on the school.
Where you're from?
No, ours was 6, 7, and 8.
Okay.
I can't write speeches and make posters or any of that stuff. I can do all of that. I can be your executive assistant.
Oh, Vula. You can just walk all over me, kind of like a doormat. I could be your doormat.
God, imagine the shit she drags in.
Stephanie K for president. Do they say all the way with Stephanie K in this episode? I really hope so.
I'm kind of upset that we spoiled that for you guys.
I'm kind of upset too, but if you're listening to this and you haven't watched the episodes already, good for you. I'm glad you're watching them with us, but we've seen them already and we're your worst friends.
We want more information about family planning. We want more current events studied in class. We want more input into the curriculum to help control our fate as students.
What is this?
What's wrong with it?
Look at Joey and Snape just staring at her in the background. What are you hoping for, a nip slip? Oh my god. Oh, that's not Snape.
Come on, you've got to practice. Right, right. In conclusion, if you vote for me, Stephanie... Stephanie!
Why would you even be into Joey?
Because he's so whistling.
But he's wienery. If that's a word. Such a wiener.
I'll work hard to justify your faith in me, because I believe being president is a responsibility not to be taken lightly.
My hair needs to be fluffier!
Get a balloon, seriously. Dude, I wish I was alive in the 80s. I would have killed it. My hair is super...
It was a good time.
Oh my god. Drew was alive for a week in the 80s. 1 week. I met a girl at work. I had to check her ID before I gave her any alcohol. And I was like, oh my god, my best friend has the same birthday as you. And she was like, really? And I'm like, and he tells me that the 80s were a great time all the time. And she goes, I was only alive for a week in the 80s. And I go, thank you!
I only say it because it pisses you off.
Oh, Bowie.
Input into the curriculum to control our fate as students. If you vote for me, Stephanie K, I'll work hard to justify your faith in me, because I believe that being president is a responsibility not to be taken lightly.
Really?
A vote for Stephanie K is a vote for an active student council.
Hey, Steph, I'll vote for you if you give me a kiss. Oh, Snake.
Snake. Snake, no, the Snake. They love you. Joey Jeremiah, president of the Stephanie K. Fan Club, at your service.
That's sexual harassment.
If I get a kiss, I'll vote for you, Steph. Promise.
Is that Wheels?
That's Wheels.
Oh my god, Wheels.
Okay. So long as you promise.
I love that I know these characters now. That's straight Wheels up, and Shane.
Straight up being a whore right now.
Oh my god.
Okay. As long as you promise to vote for me.
Yeah. Way to go for feminism. Maybe that's how Hillary Clinton should have read. I'm sorry, that was dark.
She didn't dress slutty enough.
She didn't. Oh my god, true. If she offered me a kiss, I would have voted for her.
I want to see a slutty Hillary Clinton.
Slutty Hillary Clinton. A kiss to win for Hillary Clinton.
Oh my god, look at the antenna on that thing.
Yeah, it's the 80s. Don't you remember, Drew?
I do. And walkie-talkies just like that.
Did you really? Yeah. Yo, it doesn't even fit in the screen. It's that big.
Situation positive in Sector 1B. Where is Sector 1B?
Mufasa's a guest star on the show. He's my cat. He's chewing on the couch for some reason. What are you doing?
Are you stressed, buddy?
Aw, don't be stressed. Oh, he's super stressed. We didn't let him outside because it was raining. Mm. He says snake for president. All the way with Stephanie K. All the way with Stephanie K.
Avoid Sector 2C.
We want a kiss all the way with Stephanie K.
Oh my god. This would not fly on TV nowadays. There's no way.
To do with the campaign. It's just for the election. It's politics. Give people what they want. That's what Joey said. Since when's Joey so smart?
Yeah, exactly. Since when does
but
Joey know what he's
working,
talking about?
Ola. All the guys are going to vote for me. Two or three times, some of them. The girls don't like it much. I don't need the girls.
What? The girls are 50% of the population. The girls
She's going for the male vote.
I win. Come on, Ola. Don't be mad at me. I really want to be president. We're a team, right?
How bad do you want it? This is how like many porn start. I feel like that's most of like Degrassi Junior High, and like Degrassi High is like, this is how a porn starts. That's how bad the acting is.
If elected, I promise rock on the PA.
That rock and roll.
These are all really empty promises.
Co-ed swimming in gym.
Co-ed swimming in gym? Whoa.
I want to see Steph in a bikini.
Yeah. A bikini.
Oh my god.
Just take it off, Steph.
Oh my god, this is so bad.
Who's to say what'll happen? Yeah.
Oh my god.
Whatever happens today, I'd like to especially thank one person who's been there from the beginning.
Are you
going to
thank Vula?
I think she's going to say Joey.
I'd like to thank Joey Jeremiah.
Oh! Vula!
Vula! You just got played!
Doormat!
Doormat! Doormat!
Yeah, run away. Run away, Vula.
We want it.
Yeah, Caitlin. Hey, Caitlin, remember that time that you, like, totally made out with Joey even though he was dating somebody else?
Wheelchair girl!
You didn't even see her face this time. God, I'm so sorry, guys.
Oh my God, we dropped you. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. We dropped you.
I hope you didn't get hurt.
I'm sorry, this is really hard-hitting subject right now for us Americans.
Fa Mulan!
That's gonna be on there.
Yep.
Room? What's the pool room? I want to go to the pool room.
But if you play pool.
That's the billiards room, Drew. Language. See, they can't say English on there because they also speak French in Canada.
I'm sure that's not the reason why. Oh, you mean I actually have to work now?
I've kind of got plans. But you can't miss the first meeting. You're the president. And besides, there's lots of things we should discuss. Like co-ed swimming. My parents won't like that. Oh, by the way, Doris wants to see you.
Doris?
Doris Bell, the school secretary.
Sorry.
Okay, bye. See you tomorrow. Bye, thanks.
She's terrible.
Yeah. I just wanted to be president. I
just wanted
to
be
anything.
A whore.
Oh, Stephanie. Come in. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Oh, Mr. Lawrence asked me to remind you about your speech next week at the PTA meeting.
My speech?
Yes. We always lead off with a speech from our school president.
Thanks.
Just get Vula to write it for you. Oh, wait.
You rubbed your dirty shoes all over that doorman.
Call you later.
Hi. Come on, let me go. This was your first.
Oh, Arthur. What is it?
Florence lives?
Florin lives?
Florin lives?
You know his name?
You know this GURP?
GURP?
GURP? We're gonna use that.
Damn hey, GURP.
Damn GURP.
Just leave him alone, okay? Have you seen Vula? I have to write a speech for the PTA. Joey Jeremiah, speechwriter. At your service.
Oh my God, Joey. No, you're not. He's looking for him behind the locker.
Something funny like, hello, ladies and germs. Then, and with another one. It doesn't matter what you say in between. Great. Thanks.
He's terrible.
Hey, where are you going, Steph?
This is why you repeat the 8th grade.
Spoiler.
Spoiler alert. Sorry, my spoiler alerts come after I say the spoiler.
make the posters.
Stephanie K is A-okay. Whatever the poster says, it's adorable.
Sure. And that's why you thank Joey.
Oh, that. Sorry, but, you know.
Sorry.
No, I don't.
Cheers.
Come on, Vula. We're in grade 8 now. Boys like that sort of thing. So do girls. So do best friends. But that's okay. Because I don't want to be your friend anymore. You can have your stupid bracelet. Mm-hmm. You're just a baby. A selfish baby.
Baby. Oh my god, remember when that used to like hurt when you were like 11 or 12 and someone called you a baby and you got really upset about it? We were such babies about it.
Fucking baby.
Fucking baby.
GURP.
You're such a GURP, Stephanie K.
Bye, Mufasa.
Good night.
Sleep well. Oh, is mom coming to pick you up?
We got a D-slut.
D-slut.
Wipe that clown makeup off.
Yeah, really, she does look like a clown. Who the fuck wears blue eyeshadow?
Still gonna be the best president this school ever had.
Sure.
I doubt it.
Okay, Donald Trump.
I'll make a great speech to the PTA.
Yeah, you will.
Even if I do have to write it myself.
Okay, Donald Trump.
I just wish there was someone.
Melania. You can't steal Michelle Obama's shit anymore.
I saw some meme. It had a picture of Melania Trump. And I was like, at least we have 4 more years of Michelle Obama's
speeches. Sweat too.
I just wanted to say thanks for saving me from Joey. He was just joking around. He's got an unusual sense of humor.
Aww, these two.
I don't know about junior high. It's kind of different. But
I feel like I'd be really suspicious if I saw my daughter going to school in that. It's like, you're wearing very large, baggy clothing.
What's this? I mean, there's other girls wearing that, too. Look at Vula.
Oh, yeah, Vula. But Vula's Greek.
I have to write a speech for the PTA.
Like, and very...
I don't know how to write those things.
Homely?
I feel like Vula is one of those girls where...
I was class-bound at Jordan last year, remember?
She's on a show, and then they're like, oh, she's an ugly girl, we're going to make her beautiful, and really they just, like, take off her glasses and brush her hair.
Yeah.
That's Vula.
That's Vula.
Okay. Don't say I didn't offer. Oh, yeah, and say hi to Mom for me.
Oh, I read an essay about that once, and it was...
I need you.
It was this famous guy who wrote a book of essays, like, while he was on drugs. And I forget who it was. It's like Jack Kerouac kind of thing.
That's how it ends. I need you. You do. And.
Okay, so here's one of the other things about this show that we love. Every time there's a pivotal moment, and like you don't think the show is about to end, it just ends mid-sentence, and then all of a sudden you just hear. So Drew and I may break out into that in the middle of a pivotal moment of the show.
You'll get the gist.
You'll understand. We're all going to become in on the same inside jokes. I hope you guys are excited. But for now... But for now, we're going to head on to episode 2, because if we drank a 40 for every single episode that we watched, we'd be dead. So we'll see you guys later.